I would like to welcome you to a second full day of our conference. And I'm glad everyone had a good night's sleep, and now we're ready to go, and we're ready to learn more and more as time goes by today. I would just like to add a personal note, if I could. In 1957, I was a 10-year-old boy, and there was one major event taking place in the fall of 1957. For me, as a 10-year-old boy, my favorite baseball team was in the World Series. On September 23, 1957, the Milwaukee Braves clinched the National League pennant on a home run by Hank Aaron in the 11th inning. And as I followed the events of that World Series as the Milwaukee Braves faced the hated New York Yankees, I looked to the back page of the Chicago Sun-Times first and read the sports, but I could not help but notice what was going on the front page of that same newspaper at that very same time. On September 25, 1957, just 2 days after the Braves clinched the National League pennant, President Dwight Eisenhower called in the National Guard in Little Rock, Arkansas, and 9 students were allowed to attend school, integrating that high school for the first time. I could not help but notice, even though I was only 10 years old, the battle that was going on the front page, even though my primary interest at the time was the World Series battle that was going on the back page of the newspaper. Shortly after the World Series, late that fall, it could have been in the first month or so of 1958, my father, who was a Seventh-day Adventist pastor, came home one day with a big box of books. This book was in that box. This is one of the books that was in that box. And when he came home, I was fascinated, and I immediately opened up the box to see what was inside. He just got back from workers' meeting, and they had given him a big box. And I had a look at that. I opened it up, and I was subjected. I was influenced by this book at a very early, tender age, as I started to read it when I was 10 years old. And by the time I finished high school, I had gotten through this book. And I think that's one reason why I have a favorable impression of this book, because when I read it as a small child, I had no idea that there could be anything in there that might be wrong. I read it with innocent eyes. And so now, as I look back on those 3 events, I am reminded of the great controversy between good and evil that is going on behind the scenes, just as that World Series between the good guys, the Milwaukee Braves, and the evil New York Yankees was going on, and how I was cheering for those good guys. And then I looked at the front page of the newspaper and that battle going on in Little Rock, Arkansas, and I could not understand why those 9 students were not allowed to go to school. Later, I became a fellow church member with one of those 9 students who was a Seventh-day Adventist. And I got to know him and his family very well, eating in their home, as we were both students at Southern Illinois University. It was a battle between good and evil, not only on the back page between the Braves and the Yankees, but on the front page between good and evil in Little Rock, Arkansas. And so what is the message then for us today? I believe the lesson that I have learned is the importance of mingling with the people and using a language that the people can understand. This is what happened when the book Questions on Doctrine was published. God wants us to be out there with the people, mingling with them, using their language, and bidding them to follow Him. Our prayer this morning will be offered by John McVeigh, and he also has our meditation this morning. John McVeigh attended taught at Pacific Union College before he came to Andrews University, where he was in the dean's office for a number of years before he became the dean of the seminary. Now he is located at Walla Walla University, where he is president. So I will turn the time over to John, and as soon as he is finished, we will have a season of prayer led by Dan Augsburger.